Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book Active Measures by Thomas Ridd is a nonfiction history of disinformation and political warfare, focused on the long evolution of covert influence operations from early Soviet practice to the digital era. Rather than treating fake news as a recent internet problem, Ridd shows that modern manipulation has deep roots in state security strategy, especially in Soviet and Russian intelligence traditions. The book draws on archival research, declassified material, interviews, and digital forensics to explain how governments have used deception, leaks, forgery, and selective truth to weaken opponents and shape public perception. Its purpose is both historical and analytical. It traces continuity across different eras while clarifying how these tactics work and why they remain effective. The result is a detailed account of disinformation as a deliberate instrument of power, not simply a byproduct of propaganda or media disorder. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, disinformation as a state tool of political warfare. Ridd frames active measures as organized covert influence operations designed to deceive, disrupt, and delegitimize adversaries. This is important because it separates disinformation from casual lying or partisan spin and places it inside a strategic tradition of statecraft. The book argues that such operations are not random acts of misinformation, but disciplined efforts to shape political environments, often by exploiting ambiguity and uncertainty. That makes the subject broader than propaganda alone. Active measures can include leaks, forged documents, false narratives, and carefully timed revelations. Ridd's analysis helps the reader see disinformation as a weapon that works best when it does not look entirely false, since complete fabrication is easier to dismiss. By emphasizing strategy, he shows that the real power of these campaigns lies in their ability to weaken trust, complicate response, and force opponents into reactive positions. Secondly, the historical continuity from Soviet intelligence to modern Russian operations. One of the book's major contributions is its argument that contemporary disinformation campaigns cannot be understood without the Soviet past. Ridd traces a line from early Soviet political warfare in the 1920s through Cold War active measures and into present-day Russian tactics. This historical framing matters because it shows that current operations are not a sudden digital innovation, but an adaptation of older methods to new media conditions. The book highlights several phases of development, suggesting that these techniques evolved in waves as states learned what kinds of manipulation were most effective. By recovering this continuity, Ridd challenges the tendency to treat each new scandal as unprecedented. Instead, he shows a pattern of institutional learning, in which intelligence services refine existing practices rather than abandon them. The result is a more realistic understanding of why these methods persist and why they remain politically useful across very different technological environments. Thirdly, why the most effective lies mix truth, half-truth, and fabrication. A central analytical point in active measures is that successful disinformation rarely depends on pure invention. Ridd stresses that the strongest campaigns often combine real facts with misleading framing, partial truths, and plausible but distorted interpretations. This matters because it explains why disinformation can spread even in information-rich environments. A message that contains recognizable facts is harder to dismiss and easier to repeat. It also creates a dilemma for defenders, since correcting one falsehood may amplify the broader narrative that surrounds it. Ridd's treatment of this mechanism gives the book its practical value, because it shows that the danger is not only whether a statement is true or false, but how it is arranged to produce confusion, distrust, or polarization. In this sense, the book analyzes disinformation as a narrative architecture rather than a simple error. That perspective is especially useful for understanding modern information warfare, where emotional resonance and strategic ambiguity often matter more than factual accuracy alone. Fourthly, leaks, forgeries, and the weaponization of digital culture. Ridd extends the story of active measures beyond classic espionage into the practices of leaking, fabrication, and online amplification. He shows how intelligence services learned to exploit emerging internet culture well before the public associated those tactics with platforms like WikiLeaks or social media. Manipulation. This dimension of the book is significant because it demonstrates that digital networks did not create disinformation from scratch. They accelerated and scaled older forms of covert influence. The book's attention to leaks is especially revealing, since leaks can function as credible-sounding truth packages, even when selected or timed for maximum political damage. Ridd also connects these methods to the use of online personas and coordinated messaging, showing how modern operations blend technical intrusion with narrative manipulation blend. By treating digital culture as part of the battlefield, he explains why information spaces are so vulnerable to manipulation. Speed, repetition, and apparent authenticity can all be used against democratic publics. Lastly, the 2016 election as a case study in engineered polarization. Although the book is historical, it culminates in a close look at Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. election, including internet trolling and more covert attacks. Ridd uses this case to show how active measures operate in practice not only by spreading false claims, but by intensifying division, confusion, and distrust. The emphasis on polarization is important because it shifts the focus from persuasion to disruption. In many cases, the goal is not to make people believe one false story, but to make them doubt all stories and turn political conflict into a self-sustaining cycle. This makes the 2016 example more than a news recap. It becomes evidence for the broader thesis that disinformation is a structural threat to democratic discourse. Ridd's treatment also suggests a forward-looking warning, since the methods used in that election are adaptable and likely to recur. The book therefore bridges historical scholarship and contemporary relevance, showing how old political warfare techniques remain highly effective in modern media systems. In conclusion, Active Measures is best suited for readers who want a serious, historically grounded explanation of disinformation, rather than a fast-moving summary of recent political scandals. It will be especially valuable to students of intelligence studies, political science, journalism, cybersecurity, and modern history, as well as general readers trying to understand how information warfare works in practice. The main benefit of the book is that it gives conceptual clarity. It separates active measures from ordinary propaganda, explains why mixed truth and falsehood are so effective, and situates current concerns inside a longer strategic tradition. What makes it stand out in its genre is the combination of archival depth and contemporary relevance. Many books on disinformation focus narrowly on recent events, while Ridd connects those events to Soviet and Russian statecraft across a century. That historical range gives the book unusual authority and helps readers recognize recurring patterns rather than isolated crises. It is both a research-driven history and a practical guide to interpreting modern manipulation, which makes it more durable than commentary tied to a single election cycle or platform. If you would like to support Thomas Ridd, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.